Did you have a serenade when you were married?
Not when, but right after we did. The following week, I'm telling you, they kind of got away from that now, you know, they do other things. I know I was to my grandson's wedding a few weeks ago, and I'm telling you, they really made a mess of his car outside while they were all in the recreation room being served, and making pictures and everything. They tied everything they could think of all over that car. And some of them went overboard, you know, and they do ugly, mean things to it, you know, make them almost pass driving.
Yeah.
My daughter was talking about one couple, you know, somebody just for mischief. They wrote a card and stuck it under the hood, you know, where they knew that where they'd have to stop, you know, to see about the oil and all, you know. They wrote on there in big letters, "Help, I'm being kidnapped, carried to Canada."
Oh,
and they
my
stopped
heaven.
Them people and put them in jail. They like never were got them out.
Oh, my
Lord.
That was terrible.
I never heard of anybody doing that.
I haven't heard of it either.
That's a little much.
They'll just go overboard, you know.
Yeah.
But us, they waited till we set up our little housekeeping, and I'm telling you, everybody got there with guns and shot all under the house and all over it at the same time. I had a little poodle dog, and they fenced him up between the screen and the door and dragged the old settee and went out to the turpentine still and got a bunch of old turpentine barrels and sat on the settee against the door where we couldn't get out.
Oh, my gosh.
Went up on the kitchen, flew and packed it full of bags and where we could start a fire and everything they could for meanness.
It must have taken you a while to clean all that up.
I mean, it did.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave, or the what will get you."
Let me see, what do they call that? The Halloween? No. Goblin?
Okay.
Is it goblin or gobbler?
I think it's goblin.
I think so.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you first see them?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I certainly am glad I don't have to, what, this very far."
Carry this.
What do you call a creature that lives in the water and it has a very hard shell and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
Well, a macooter or a turtle or a gopher, what, I don't know how you want to, what you call that. If it lived underwater, though, it wouldn't be a gopher, it'd be a turtle.
And how about
like
a cooter?
Like up there on the shelf. The
what?
Little one up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cute.
Well, now, what kind is that? Is that a cooter or a terrapin or a turtle?
What do you call it? Is it a turtle?
I don't know.
One of my little nephews brought me that. He knew I love all kind of little things. But
that's what I'd call a terrapin.
Isn't it pretty the way it's colored around the edge?
Well, let's see now. A gopher lives on the land, you said.
Uh-huh.
And a turtle lives in the water. And what about a cooter? Does that live in the water?
I suppose it does. It can live in it or out of it, either one, though, I believe.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Well, chitlins is when what they call them when they eat them. But entrails is what it would be called, you know, when you're taking them out.
Okay. Can the insides of other animals be eaten?
Well, let's try it to a beef. It's real good. Besides the liver and the heart and things like that, you know.
Well, when you fix beef tripe, how do you fix it?
Well, when they're butchering the beef, you have this is a section of their stomach that where the grass they've been eating has lodged there, you know, before it goes on into the regular stomach. And you just take that and open it out and pour out that food and scrape it. There's a little skin that after you get the food off, there's a little skin you have to scrape off. It's just white as snow, you know, when you get that all
mm-hmm.
scraped off, and then boil it till it's tender and then fry it, and it's real good.
Okay.